Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Dog Nation. This is Zwange from South Africa, the first and only Cleveland Browns supporter from South Africa. Love your stuff, man. Let's go, Dog Nation. Super Bowl.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs. Thank you to, was it Zwange?
Zwange.
Zwange from South Africa. That was an awesome intro. The fan intros are starting to pile up and we're loving it. We promise if you've already submitted one, we're going to get to it as soon as we can. If you want to join the phenomenon that is getting your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail on the drop-down menu. It's super simple. And like I said, we're a few weeks behind, but we're getting through them. And, you know, it's a long season, so we'll get to it eventually. As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Don't forget to tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're starving for some more Dogs content, which we know you are, or you just want to play some fantasy football with us, head to jointhedogs.com to become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. We are actually up to 19 people, so this is your final warning. I know I said this last week, but I'm a big softy. You have it's going to be on a first-come, first-serve basis. There's one spot left for fantasy.
And if that spot gets filled before the show's over, we'll let you know. And
yes.
Yep.
If you message us and you ask and we say it's already full, I apologize, but we have to cut it off at some point. Hopefully you'll still join the Patreon if you want to, you know, we have some cool stuff on there. But we have to cut it off at some point. So this is your final warning. One spot left.
Yeah, we got people from all over the country. So we really got to be strategic on when we plan the draft.
Yes,
yeah,
so we got to have time. I finally sent out a big group text message chain yesterday to everybody who's in it so far. And 156 messages later, I found out a couple things. One, we got a lot of loyal Browns fans in this thing. And two, we're spread out from Orlando, Florida to San Diego, California.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. So, I mean, thanks for joining us. It's awesome. I never thought we'd be that international or national, whatever it is. I'm not a scholar. I'm just a Browns fan. So, yeah, one more fantasy spot open. Get in, play with us. Winner of the league, if it's a Patreon member, whoever finishes the highest is going to get some Browns merch. If a Patreon member manages to actually beat us, maybe we'll spruce it up. We'll give you some merch and maybe even a little extra. I just kind of made that up on the spot, but you know,
so I hope you have some suggestions.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Maybe it'll be something cool, but I just think if they beat us, they should even get a little bit of extra for bragging rights. Maybe we'll send you like a ring or something.
Blake's pretty cocky, everybody. So, I mean, if you don't already realize that, just wait till the league starts.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. So one more spot, get in, and let's get this thing going. Speaking of fun, fantasy type sports to play with football, make sure you check out Symbol. It's the stock market for sports. It's a new partnership with us. Great bunch of guys, and it's a super fun program for sports fans, especially NFL fans. Basically, there's two ways to win. You join Symbol. You use our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, symbol.com/DAWGS. That'll get you $10 free. Basically, you just buy stock in a team. You can buy one share of a team. You can buy 30 shares of a team, whatever you want. And then basically, as that team performs this season, as they add players, drop players, people get hurt, they win games, other people start buying in, their stock rises, and you sell it when it hits that peak. You got to know when the right time to sell, and you make yourself some money. Other way to win money is if you own a share of a team and they win that week, it's an instant cash payout right after the game. Two ways to win. Super fun. If you do your research, you can win some serious money on this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. They also just added a new free program, a new free game on there. All you have to do is sign up. Don't even have to put money in. But if you use our code, you'll still get the free $10. And it's basically like a sports pick'em. You'll pick three games a week against the spread. For every game you get right, you get 1 point. At the end of the year, whoever has the most points wins. We, the Dawgs, will be creating a league. You join that league. If we get 50 people to join that league, winner of it will get a Browns jersey sent to them from Symbol, any Browns jersey they want. Any player, any style, anything you want, you get a free Browns jersey. Literally free. You don't have to put any money in to play this thing. So symbol.app/Dawgs, the stock market for sports. Get in there, win yourself some money, win yourself a Browns jersey, and just have some fun with us.
Yep. But if you do deposit, make sure you use that code DAWGS.
Yes.
So you get the money.
Yeah, nothing better than free money. Make sure you use that promo code.
Yep. All right. Well, you kind of jumped out of order on me a little bit, Blake.
That's my bad.
Let's just jump. Let's jump into the Giants real quick and get that out of the way.
I didn't adjust my show I didn't adjust my show outline. So obviously the Browns played a game this week, so we're just gonna jump right into it. I don't want to spend a ton of time on the game. We're gonna kind of combine the joint practices with the game all in one because
and honestly, some news and notes from the last couple of days, whatever.
Just because I think honestly the joint practices might tell us more than what that game actually told us.
Well, and that's something, and it might have been Joe Thomas during the broadcast. I'm not sure. One of the guys mentioned that this was actually like game three between the Browns and Giants that week. So yeah, I think the game, and we got some comments and stuff during the game on Patreon, like, does this game seem a little slower to you guys, a little more stale? And it's like, yeah, these guys have been with each other all week, you know? And I think that did have something to do with it.
I mean, I think they're just kind of tired of seeing each other. Like, I think they were tired of seeing each other after the first day. Well, at least the Giants. And then obviously the Browns, you know, got beat up the second day by the Giants. So I think it got, you know, tensions were a little high all week at camp and at the game, I think.
Plus in the game, it was for anybody who wasn't there, it was miserable hot.
It was very hot.
It was so hot. If you were on the side of the stadium I was on, people literally just taking their clothes off in the stands, just sitting there shirtless, just stripping. It was miserable. So and the players felt that. And to be honest, no starters really played. So, I mean, I think you have to look more at that first and second day of joint practice. And if you haven't heard, the Browns came out and just straight dominated the Giants the first game, and then we got our shoved in the second day. So, you know, we were 1-1 with the Giants. Tiebreaker was the game we won. My biggest takeaway from the joint practices with the Giants in that game, the Giants are going to be way better than the Jaguars. The Jaguars are as bad as we thought they were. Because, and as again, we saw in their second game, they are going to suck hard.
Yeah. They're not going to be good.
It's going to be bad. But some takeaways from the game. Dimitric Felton is a baller.
Mm-hmm. Sixth round pick. What a pick.
He looks like he's going to be a steal. And it's,
yeah.
He's doing some things and being so active to the point where he's going to force the coach's hand. He's going to have to get playing time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we were really excited to see Anthony Schwartz here in the preseason.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten to, and it's like, okay, I mean, we've got wide receiver spots kind of open, and now you got the sixth round pick Felton out there running the ball, catching the ball, running these routes. I mean, he like we said last episode, he's not the biggest guy, but he looks tough and strong out there, you know?
His punt returns, he's shifty in the punt returns. He always seems to make something out of nothing.
Yes.
In the return game, he's extremely versatile. I've been super impressed with everything I've seen from him from when we were at training camp to the first game and now to, through the second game. I think we got ourselves a player there, and we kind of talked early in the offseason like it was going to be him or D'Arnest Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think they're both on this team easily.
I think Johnson is the kind of like the de facto third, you know, string running back. Like if something were to happen to Hunt or something, it'd be Johnson. Mm-hmm. And then I think Felton's going to be that all around gadget guy, like line up in the slot, line up in the backfield.
I'm not going to call him Percy Harvin, but I could see us using him in that
sense. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Percy Harvin was special.
Sure.
I'm not saying, but I see him, we could use him in that kind of way. And
who knows, maybe in 10 years we'll be saying, hey, they're going to use this guy like a Dimitri Felton.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, 6th round picks have, you know, they've shown up before.
You see him kind of evolving too, like out of that, like we thought maybe he was just going to be a receiver. Like he out carried Johnson last, you know, at the game. He had eight carries. I mean, he was the guy out there on Sunday. He was the main guy.
You could tell that they talked about it early in the week that they wanted to get him some RB reps. Yep. And you could tell they stuck to that plan for the game.
Yep.
I think D'Arnest Johnson, if he was on another team, he would be another team's too.
Yeah.
No doubt.
He looks great.
Yeah. He looks really good. So, I mean, just, it's almost like an embarrassment of riches for the Browns offense.
So weird to say that, isn't it? It's like, is this real life?
I think so. One thing I do want to touch on, a guy who's been making a splash in camp and in this game, he saved Kyle Luletta from an interception on a sweet catch. But what's his first name? Davis.
Davian?
Yeah. Davian. Suspended for 2 games. And wait for something he did in 2019.
Yeah, I know. We kind of came in here talking about it. Like, what'd he do? What'd he get hit with? And it was nothing recently.
Yeah, I mean, it was a DUI. You don't want to get DUIs, obviously.
Right.
Not that I'm speaking from experience. but it was 2 years ago. And I'm just guessing with the COVID stuff, courts just kept getting pushed back. And then it just now got resolved. Yeah. And now it's costing him now. I'm hoping it doesn't cost him. I don't know if he's going to make this team just because we have so many people. Yep. I don't know if there's room for him, but he's made a name for himself for sure. He's earned something somewhere.
He's going to be on a team.
Well, the thing is, and we talked about this, Justin, I think before you got here tonight, mm-hmm. We got a message on Patreon saying, hey, did you see the Davian Davis thing? Do you think he gets cut now before the season? And then I just read a tweet that said, since he goes on the suspended list, he actually will not count against the 53-man roster for the first 2 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. So we could keep him for weeks 1 and week 2 and just kind of see, like, you never know. I mean, what if Higgins or Hodge or somebody goes down with an injury in those first 2 weeks? Well, you still got Davis on the roster for free, basically, as far as not adding to the roster space.
He's doing so well that I think if we try to stash him on the practice squad, somebody will sign him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I haven't looked into the rules to see if I think last year there was protected players that you could put there that couldn't get taken away because of COVID. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same this year, but if there's no way we can put him on the practice squad and expect him to be there. I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know how that all works with practice squad players and stuff like that, but I think that if he's not secured like to a contract, he's going to end up making a team somewhere else.
For sure.
He's done well for himself.
For sure. I think we didn't see Donovan Peoples-Jones that much in the game. That tells me that they've seen enough out of him in camp, and he's kind of solidified. I mean, he's going to be on the field a lot this year, I think, as much as like a third wide receiver. He's going to split wide receiver 3 duties with Higgins.
Yeah, and they were running so many different receiving options through this game, tight ends, receivers, running back. I mean,
Stanton was at tight end some. Yeah.
So I think they, you know, he started the game. He played a little bit in the beginning, but, and like you said, it was hot that day too.
It was so hot. It sucked. I still haven't cooled down.
So I don't think they wanted to burn anybody out in a preseason game, especially a guy that, you know, okay, we're going to be using this guy this year.
So before we move on from this, do you want to see starters at some point?
So
injuries. Are injuries starting to concern you? Because they're starting to concern me a little bit.
Well, we can talk about a couple of those things. Because when did Anthony Walker get hurt?
What, 2 weeks ago? When he his knee injury, the knee.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks ago, it was like the first day of practice. Training camp.
Greedy went out a few days ago at camp, but that was a migraine. So it wasn't anything.
But then he just pulled a hamstring in the game.
Yeah, in the game he pulled.
Oh, he pulled
a hamstring.
Well, that's great.
And I feel like every Browns player that gets hurt, it's the hamstrings. Do we not stretch? What the hell are we doing? It's Myles Garrett hamstring, Delpit hamstring, Greedy.
Wasn't Clowney have something too? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
I think
can we get some straight leg pull downs or something?
I mean, I guarantee you there's like a strength and conditioning coach in Cleveland at Berea. I mean, I don't know his name or her name personally, but I'm pretty sure that they probably have multiple people that are in charge of that. But maybe maybe it's almost like a Bill Belichick thing where it's like, my leg kind of hurts a little bit. So automatically,
I'm kind of hoping.
I'm not saying you're protecting people, but like, I don't think it'd probably be, if it was very serious, we'd probably know about it. They wouldn't even be out there.
I'm kind of thinking that too, I hope. But I think we need to see starters a little bit. I mean, Patrick Mahomes just played, a quarter or a half? Tom Brady played. They're still football players. I understand we don't want to risk injury, but what if we're so worried that they're going to get injured? Can we even count on them to play in regular season games? If we don't think they can get through one drive of a preseason game, what's going to happen if we put them out there in the first regular season game? They're all going to shatter.
So I kind of noticed looking through the league games this weekend, not a ton of start. There were quite a few teams that opted to keep their starting like players off. So that makes me think that game three is going to be kind of that dress rehearsal like it used to be. There's just no game four after that because there's a, almost like, what is it, a 10, 11-day gap between the end of the preseason now and the start of the regular season. So to tune them up in this game, now you're making it like a 2.5-week gap before they see game action again. So maybe Stefanski's just waiting a little bit closer. Maybe they'll get a drive or two. I think it says good things that he's that confident in the offense that he's like, I'm not pushing it right now.
I mean, I get it. I just don't. And I get if we lose week one, we're just 0-1. But man, I'd really like to win. And I would for sure like to be competitive. And I don't want to go out there and get the brakes beat off of us. And it's like, well, you know, the starters haven't played in 12 months, so they're rusty. That's why we just had a whole offseason.
Yeah.
So I don't want that excuse.
I'd like to see if they play against Atlanta. Is it this Sunday night?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see if they play any time at all. If they don't, I'm just going to chop it up to, well, hey, I trust Stefanski.
And that's the thing, too.
I mean, I'm not going to.
Coach of the year.
Yeah. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's, you know, are we. I'm not going to second guess the guy. It's his team. Obviously, I'm not an NFL head coach, so I can't.
You know, I'm going to trust him. It's just right. That my opinion is I would like to see him a little bit. If he doesn't think so, he's the one who's there every day. And for once in our lives, we have a coach that I trust. So I got to go.
Yeah. He's there every day. They're at training camp every day, going through practice, doing the reps. And I mean, they just. Starters were out there against the Giants at practice, so I don't know. Yeah, it would be nice to see them as a fan, but
I see both sides.
There's no chance of them getting hurt during the game if they're not on the field.
If they rolled Nick Chubb out there Sunday and he tore his ACL, we would be spending an hour talking about how stupid Kevin Stefanski is.
Yeah, we didn't need him out there. We knew he was really good.
And so it's real easy to be here Monday and talk about, you know.
I guess I want to see the line, Baker, and a couple receivers and see some rhythm.
Yeah.
I guess that's – even if it's not Odell Jarvis.
You won't see Odell.
I'd like to see Baker, the line, because I don't want to see Baker play behind a second-string line.
No.
I'd like to see Baker, the starting line, and then let's give him Higgins, DPJ, and, you know – and see how he
Felton.
Does. Yeah, Felton in Hodge. Joku.
Yeah, and Joku.
And it's just, even if it's just a drive, just to try to build some chemistry, some, you know, shake the rust off a little bit.
Now, that's something real quick as a side note, just if anyone hasn't been paying attention to the notes out of camp, David Njoku is reportedly the top tight end in camp right now.
Thank God for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Thank God for the Browns.
Yeah.
Before your fantasy team.
It'd be great if he's awesome because I think we're all fans of him as the person. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
So, and it's just reported too, he fired his agent again and people were like, he's going to try to demand another trade again. And it's actually the opposite. He fired his agent because he wants his agent to try to get a deal done with the Browns. He wants to stay in Cleveland.
I saw that.
And I bet, how much do you want to bet? That's because he's having such a good camp and he's seeing that his role is probably getting jacked up.
And it's just, that's that thing. That's how it is with the tight end position in the NFL. It just is. And anybody expecting Kyle Pitts to come out this year in Atlanta and be like this otherworldly tight end, you might want to temper your expectations a little bit, because
I think he's going to be, I think he's going to go insane.
But yeah, I do too, bro.
I don't think they're going to lot. His hand's not going to be on the ground.
If he's lining up as a receiver, different story. But if you're trying to actually get, have a guy play tight end in the NFL, it takes some time.
I don't think that's why they drafted him.
No, he's,
I don't see him having
his the number two option on that team.
That's what I just read. He's going to be their number two option.
Well, that would be, well, then he's not your traditional tight end.
Fantasy owners, make sure you go after Kyle Pitts as your tight end.
Before we move on, I do want to give a big shout out to Kenny Mack and the Ottawa Browns backers for these t-shirts you guys are wearing. Mine's in the car. I just came straight from football practice and I was all sweaty, so I wasn't going to put it on. But these shirts are freaking sweet. So, you know, other people, if you guys want to send us shirts, we'll wear them.
Yeah.
But, you know, big shout out to Kenny Mack because these shirts are dope. They're awesome.
Yep. Yeah. They're sweet. All right. And before we get into our part two of our schedule predictions, I just want to remind everybody to go take a look at Manscaped. So fantasy football, as Blake just mentioned, draft season is upon us. It's time you put the PP back in PPR league. With the sponsors of our show today, that's Manscaped. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming just launched the new Performance Package 4.0. Do not neglect your balls like the Packers front office has been neglecting Aaron Rodgers.
Allegedly.
All right, so join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for kickoff by going to manscaped.com. Enter code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 20% off your order plus free shipping. That's code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, 20% off free shipping. This will help you tame that Troy Polamalu in your pants. So if you groom below the waist, the Performance Package 4.0 is an essential purchase. And good news for our international listeners, shout out to Zwange from South Africa, because these life-changing products are now available in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, Singapore, and South Africa. So get you some Manscaped going on over there.
What are the chances they send us that ad on the same day we have a voicemail from a guy from South Africa?
It was meant to be. It was just meant to be. All right, so everybody get out there, go to manscaped.com, code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, 20% off free shipping. If your significant other is nagging you about how much time you put in your fantasy team, you might as well give them some beautiful balls with Manscaped.
How can you argue with that logic?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Let me check my schedule.
Do you think that would really work? Like, if you told your wife, hey, sorry, I'm in six leagues this year.
But look how smooth my balls are.
But I just shaved my balls.
Hey, apparently it does.
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out.
Yep. You got to give it a try.
So today we're going to continue our schedule predictions for the Browns. As you can see, Zach's not here today. We were supposed to do this show yesterday. Zach had he got stuck at work, so we rescheduled for today. Got stuck at work again. He's a hardworking man, but we couldn't keep pushing the episode off. He did send us his predictions, so we'll still get his input on the show. But we miss you, Zach.
Yeah, and he didn't send over the spreadsheet, so I'll keep track here of our.
Make him do it next week.
He probably doesn't. He probably didn't have it with him at work.
That's fine.
Probably on his computer.
I'm just busting his balls.
His smooth balls. But I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, Zach and I only had I only had him losing one game at the
me as well
at the bye, and I think Zach had him losing two. How many did you have us losing?
I was at one with one. You guys. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So you know, I don't remember exactly what game Zach had us losing, but
Chargers.
It might have been Chiefs and Chargers.
I think it was the Chargers, and I'll pull up the fan prediction so that we can keep that rolling too.
So that brings us into week 9 against the Bengals at Cincinnati. Obviously, there's a lot of talk around the league about their offensive weapons, but we're going to win this game large.
Large and in charge?
I mean, I think by this point, too, if there is any rust for our team, it's long gone by week 9, and I think we beat the brakes off of them. Also, for you guys, I'm predicting these games based on we're 100% healthy and there's no injuries, there's no suspensions. It's our team playing to their full potential, healthy. That's how I'm making these predictions. Obviously, if we're missing all of our starting receivers, I probably wouldn't pick us. But we're gonna win this game.
Okay, so it's a division game. We always play division games very, very close. Like you said, they are very much a They had some pieces there last year, but they continue to add to that. My biggest question for them, I think, and we've all said this, is they don't really have too much of an offensive line.
I saw a weird stat, though, that said they haven't given up a sack in the preseason.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Well, hey, they might be better off than we think. Not saying that, I think we win that game.
Yeah, I will also go with a win in this one. Kind of the same reasons. I mean, I think offensively, they've definitely got some weapons. I mean, we saw last year Joe Burrow, when he threw the ball like 62 times or something. I mean, they're going to run plays.
Yeah.
They're going to run a lot of plays. But our defense got a lot better than it was last year. Yeah. So,
yep.
I mean, and by this point in the season, you're going to see the evolution of JOK, I think, over the first half of the year into becoming like a serious stud out there. So, all good things for the Browns here. It's another win.
Yeah.
I think they're close. They're like a year out. I mean, they added some nice, like, veterans on defense. Like, they're...
I think let's see how this year goes, because I'm not convinced they have a good coach.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I'm not saying... I think in the past I've said he's not good. I'm going to backpedal on that a little bit, but I'm not convinced he's great. So, this year will tell us, you know, a little bit about their coach.
Yep. And real quick, the fans, 78% voted for a win against Cincinnati.
Only 78?
78.
Really? That's a little surprising to me, considering we had like 100% on a bunch of other games.
Yep. The lowest win percentage was 74 against both the Chargers and the Cardinals. So then we go to 78 against the Bengals. So, Justin, the fans must be like you, man, thinking, hey, these division games, and you're right, they are close.
I mean, literally,
it was always close in the NFL, usually.
It was a 40-yard pass with, like, what, 15 seconds left to TPJ last year to sneak that game out. And we needed every game to make the playoffs.
I was on the plane on the way to my honeymoon, listening, just telling the captain, just hang on a second. I can't put this phone in airplane mode yet. I need to hear the end of this game.
That was the day that my 2-year-old daughter learned special vocabulary language. Sunday involved.
So we will move on then to week 10 against the New England Patriots in New England. Honestly, who do you think the quarterback is for New England in this game? I just saw today that there's growing frustration with Cam Newton in the organization because of the time he's about to miss for breaking the COVID protocols.
Yeah, I did see that. And they said it was a misunderstanding. I didn't really like read it.
I didn't read too deep either. I was wondering about that because I saw misunderstanding. I was like, well,
Who misunderstood
who? Yeah.
That's important. But we need to get to the bottom of that.
But, I've seen Cam Newton throw the ball enough the last few years that he's been out on the field to know that by this point in the season, this will be Mac Jones if it's not way earlier. I mean, come on. They took the guy in the first round. I'm telling you, Cam Newton, we saw him last year. He's shot putting the ball. He threw 8 touchdowns last year. Started, 14 games, 15 games? Come on, guys.
That's so bad.
Come on. He's not going to be their quarterback.
So what do you think? Do we win or do we lose?
This is where I start to think, well, I got to pick a loss at some point because I can't have us go 16-1. But then again,
the good teams,
why not?
Most of the time, the good teams probably only lose 3, maybe 4 games.
But I do think that there are trip ups throughout the schedule. But I'm going to kind of flow with what the fans say here too on the spreadsheet. So I'm thinking this is probably a win. I think it's going to be a close game. I mean, they got a good defense. But I think by this point in the season, our offense is going to be just clicking and rolling. And rookie quarterback against some pretty savvy veterans on our defense, I think we'll be okay.
So I'm going to pick us to win, but I think the severity of our win depends on how good Mac Jones plays. Because I agree, I think he's probably going to be starting. If he's a struggling rookie quarterback, we might take it to him. If he's a Justin Herbert type rookie quarterback, this could be a ball game, especially if it's
up. Well, if he's a Herbert type quarterback, then yes,
this is going to be a ball game because they only added about $500 million in free agents to their roster this offseason. So
like $250 million.
So I think we win this game, but I think it's competitive. I mean, Belichick and McDaniels, those guys are good coaches. Mm-hmm. I don't think we go up there and kill them.
No. I'm not thinking blowout in this one.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't ever see Mac Jones being like gunslinger Justin Herbert. I just don't ever see him being that guy. Like he wasn't that guy at Alabama. I just feel like they're too different, but I don't think that we lose this game. I think it's close, but I give that one to the Browns.
What, and the fans said Browns. Oh,
did you pick?
I said the Browns. Yeah. I said the Browns in a close game.
This is what I get for not.
I forgot though that we had, let me pull up. We have Zach's predictions. So he had us winning against the Bengals, and he also has us winning against the Patriots. So.
Okay.
Good. And the fans do as well. Now, this is the lowest one. They said 72%.
Okay. So 72% they agree with us. It's going to be a little bit of a battle.
Yep.
So that brings us into Detroit against the Fighting Dan Campbells. It's at home in Cleveland. I don't know what to make of Detroit.
What's going on right now?
I just don't know what to make of them. Their coach is, if they win, they will love him. And if they lose, his kind of persona will be kind of like how we were Freddie. If we would have won games with Freddie, the Cleveland or the Pittsburgh started it shirt and stuff, we would have been all for that. But because we were getting our butts whooped every single game, you know, we wanted him out of here.
It's not funny. It's not a funny joke when you're getting roughed up for, you know, four quarters.
Exactly. It's the same thing. If they're winning games, he's going to be loved. And if they're losing games, I think it's going to get old quick. So, and I don't think they're going to be that good. I think Jared Goff is a huge downgrade at quarterback.
Oh, for sure he is.
Downgrade. So I think the Browns win this game kind of easily. As easy as you can win an NFL game.
I think they have like really, really nice pieces on offense. Obviously, Jared Goff is like the big question mark now, but Swift is really, really nice. They've got.
He can never stay healthy, though. Nah, I just saw they
already.
Don't.
Is he banged up already?
Yeah, they don't know if he's going to be ready week one.
Well, I mean, there's pieces there. And then they've got a lot of like, you know, veteran receivers. You know, they brought in Williams. I just don't really know about their defense. Like, not really sure about, you know, I don't see like them being very competitive on defense. So I'll give this one to Cleveland. I don't think it's a huge blowout, but I think it's decided.
Now, you know, from past experience, this is in tsunami season in Cleveland.
Yeah. Well,
so this could be like a 7-3 kind of game.
No. Yeah.
No, that's true though.
Yeah. The weather in Cleveland, you can never predict it. So. Just gonna say it's Sunday.
I'm going back to my dome argument. You guys can fight me all you want.
Oh, I'm with you on the dome.
I've had other people reach out to me and be like, "You're 100% right."
Well,
in the intro video for Cleveland, they're like, "Come to Cleveland and play in the trenches."
Well, I think you'll have fantasy players across the way say, "Dome all these places, please, so we can just have an even playing field as far as weather
goes." I mean, it would be at Cleveland, it would be sweet as far as financially they could bring concerts and you would never have to worry about it. But then, you know.
Tell me you wouldn't have liked a dome in that Eagles game last year.
That was the worst game I ever went to. Yeah. I literally reminisced with Blake for an hour about how rough those three games were. This is the first time I ever just walked out of a game. Like, it was like 6 minutes to go in the fourth, and I was like, I'm done. I can't feel my hands. Like, my feet are frozen.
Yeah.
It was miserable.
So, dude, it was miserable watching the game from my warm, toasty basement. I couldn't imagine. Stop. Couldn't imagine.
Like, hot hands, completely soaked, not even working anymore. Like, not fun. It was awful.
Zach also has us winning against the Lions.
Yeah.
So far, we're 3-0 second half of this season.
I got us winning, and the fans are 100%. So,
cool.
No doubt there.
So that brings us into our first matchup with the Ravens for the season at Baltimore. Zach Kopp will be at this game. Uh-huh. And I have a feeling this is one that people are probably going to say that we're losing.
Let's just start with the fan prediction. 22% think we're going to win. So they got us losing.
And I'm probably going to side with the fans, not because I think we're talented enough. We could sweep the Ravens. They're talented enough. If we don't come to play, they could sweep us.
For sure.
First of all, it's been a long season to this point, 12 weeks. We haven't had a bye yet. Going into Baltimore, it's not an easy place to play. They're going to be jacked up. It's on Sunday Night Football. I think it's a close game, but I think they get this one. And then we'll get into our next pick. But I think this is a close game, but I think they do win. I just want to see, do we at least show that we've had some kind of way of figuring out Lamar Jackson in this game? Can we please not let him throw for 800 yards and run for 2,000 yards against us in one game?
Okay. So I completely agree with you, by the way. As far as prediction, that place is tough to go to and play. They're going to be, like you said, jacked up. Lamar said the NFL doesn't have him figured out today.
I saw that.
So we'll see. To his credit, in the regular season, they don't. Like, he balls out in the regular season. He does well. But I think that's a very, very tough game. I mean, they're roster-wise, they're every bit as good as us on both sides of the ball.
I think we got more. I think our offense is better, except for we don't have Lamar.
That's fair. That's fair.
We're a better line, and we have a better receiving
quarterback. Well, and we've been saying all along is all quarterbacks are system quarterbacks. I'll take Baker in our system versus Lamar in his system. I'll take it straight up because I think we have better receivers. Baker's a better passer. Sorry, Ravens fans, yell at us all you want. And I don't really care. He is. Now, and I think our running game is better.
I agree.
The running game is they've been number one in the league basically since Lamar came in because
of him,
because he's so tough to defend. Right. But our running backs are better.
Yes, yeah.
I still love J.K. Dobbins.
I'm not saying he's a slouch, but come on, we got Nick Chubb.
Yes, and Kareem Hunt.
Not too bad.
So, by the way, Ravens fans, I just want to say it's not just us talking. I don't want to say throwing shade at Lamar, but being like, you know, he's not God's gift to football like you think he is, because there's GMs in the league going around behind closed doors saying they think this is the year people start to figure him out.
Yeah.
It's not just us. It's not just the Dogs podcast talking crap. There's GMs in the league saying that. So chill out. But I think Zach had us losing this game also. So sucks for him. He's going to drive to Baltimore to see a loss. Risk being stabbed.
They're one of the most violent cities in the world.
Can we address something real quick about Cleveland? I would never go to another stadium, and I just won't do it based on what I've seen in Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Yeah, but it's different. My dad years ago, when he was, you know, our age, he got all decked out in Browns gear, went to a Steelers game, and he said they treated him
great,
super nice. Yeah. Offered, like, tailgated with them. Everybody was super nice. Yep. You can't do that in Cleveland.
I think
that's the way I like it. I don't want you to be able to come to Cleveland. I think
it also has something to do with how much of a jerk are you being. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going in there in Ravens gear into Cleveland Browns Stadium and you're, Browns suck.
Well,
you're not going to get treated very well.
I don't think the Ravens fan who was taking a leak wasn't being much of a jerk when he got kicked into the urinal.
Fair point.
No, but you can't do that in Cleveland, and it's because we're overcompensating for how bad we suck. But
for our whole lives, it's tough.
But
it's not fun.
That's just what you have to deal with. So, but we'll move on. So that takes us into the bye week, a much needed bye week. And then I don't like playing Ravens back to back like this. I think it's stupid. I don't know why they did this. I think it's like the first time in a long time that a schedule's been like this. Mm-hmm. But at least we get the bye week in between.
Now, why don't you like it?
Because depends on how we're playing, I guess. But I don't like playing teams back to back. It's hard to beat a good team twice, I guess. So if we lose the first game, then that's good for us.
But here's the thing to keep in mind. Like you said, we get the bye week. So we're playing the Ravens back to back. They do not have a bye week. They're playing the Steelers in between. So we get 2 weeks to recap what we just did against them and plan for the next matchup. They have to go straight from us, plan for the Steelers, whatever happens in that game, and then replan for us. You know what I mean? So we definitely have the advantage in this situation.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, quite a bit.
That's why I'm picking us to win this one.
Yep,
I think we split with the Ravens this year. Again, another close game. And I don't know if it's possible to get flexed, but I just have a feeling that if we play them on Sunday Night Football really, really well, and it's a crazy game, maybe this one won't still be at 1. I don't know if they'd put us on Sunday Night Football again, but it could maybe get flexed to 4 o'clock.
I mean, it's a big game.
Yeah.
For what is it? Week 13?
Week 14.
14.
And this will be
Hey, we're talking about playoff seedings. We're going to be talking about AFC North. You know, there's going to be some implications to that game. Obviously, like, everybody's writing off the Steelers too. I'm not writing them off. They're going to be right there too.
I think they win like 10, 11 games, but I don't see them as a real threat.
I mean, 10, 11 games get you in the playoffs sometimes.
I think it's going to be a tough.
But I also don't. If they make the playoffs, I think they're a one and done.
Well, I mean, for the record, they were last year. So
and all they are is older.
That's fair. I mean,
and worse up front.
Yeah, that's also fair.
So, and without Bud Dupree.
But Mike Tomlin always puts together a good team.
Yeah, that's all you had to say. Mike Tomlin just
always puts together a good team. So,
yes. So they'll win their 10 or 11.
Yep.
And then get bounced. Yep. So,
Justin.
For the second one?
Yeah.
I'm saying Cleveland.
Cool.
I mean, like you said, it's tough to beat, you know, a team back, especially back to back like that.
Zachariah had a W also.
Yeah.
Cool. And what's real interesting in this is, so the first game against the Ravens, the fans only had us 22% winning that game. Bye week, game two against the Ravens, jumps up to 89%.
That home field advantage.
Like,
it's big.
I think everybody kind of is taking in that, okay, we get the bye, we get the extra prep time for the same team twice in a row. They don't.
And they got to play the Steelers. It's going to be a physical game.
Yeah, so they've got division. Like, it's going to be a tough stretch for them.
Yes.
Good.
So that brings us into week 15 against the Raiders at home in Cleveland. By this point in the season, the Raiders will be imploding, and we will win this game.
I think you could probably dial it back 5 or 6 weeks and hit that point too.
There. Yeah, I think we win this game. I don't see them traveling out to Cleveland in the elements. This game's when is this game?
I don't know. They did last year.
I was going to say absolutely did do that. They absolutely traveled out into the elements and beat us like 16-6 last year. I think.
I don't see that happening. Our defense is just going to be so much if our guys stay healthy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much better.
Yep.
So I think we win this game, like, no issue.
I think we also win this game. Off topic, I think it's funny that there's a rumor that they tried to get Khalil Mack back in the offseason, which to me just goes, hey, Gruden, what's going on, man? I've been questioning him as a coach for a couple of years now, but
I'm just so thankful.
Weird.
Moment of just thankfulness for Kevin Stefanski.
Stefanski.
Thank you, Kevin, for being so awesome and winning coach of the year. And the fans on this game as well said 96% win.
So
and Zach, everybody knows the Raiders are going to blow.
Yep. And Zach said win also.
Yep.
So we won't waste a ton of time with that. That moves us into a big game Christmas Day. Ooh. So I know what I'm doing on Christmas this year.
Drinking.
Yeah. At the Green Bay Packers. 4:30 p.m. I want to pick us to win, but like you said, we have to eventually pick a loss, you would think.
Yeah.
But, man, I'd love to pick us to win this game because it should be kind of like a barometer. Like, holy crap, we went into Green Bay on Christmas and beat Aaron Rodgers.
It would be that milestone game.
Yes.
It would be that next leap, that next step of the Browns building.
Have arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Green Bay. I said like all year, like when they were talking about, well, hey, he might go to Denver. I was like, well, there's the loss there. Like Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. That team isn't a bad team. It's not like it's Aaron Rodgers and a bunch of slums. Like they're good. They're a good team.
I think there's so many red flags with the Packers this year that he's there not because he wants to be there, but because he has to be there for one more year.
Yeah, but he's not going to come out and be like, oh, this is the last one.
No, no, but if things aren't going well, if there's some adversity, he's kind of a guy that just kind of like, oh, it's not going good, I just throw it in. He's not really...
I don't know, man.
Bro, he has almost no come-from-behind wins. Almost. He's got like two in his career or something.
Really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them was that Dallas game in the playoffs when everything was on the line and
I'm just saying he doesn't face adversity that well.
I mean, I'm just thinking 50 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
I'm thinking one Super Bowl in his entire career. Been to one, correct?
Bro, that's more than I've ever gotten to see Cleveland be in.
You're right. We've never had a quarterback that has been arguably the best in the NFL.
That's fair.
I don't know. He's kind of a D-bag.
There's no debate.
He's kind
of
a D-bag.
He is a D-bag, yeah.
And he does. If the season's not going the way he wants it to go by this point in the season, I could see. You remember, like, McCarthy's last year, there were plays where he would just like throw it away.
Yeah, but wasn't he didn't he get banged up real bad? Like the second game, Khalil Mack like landed on top of him and destroyed his shoulder. Yeah,
but he was hurt
all year. He just went out and played hurt.
But he would literally intentionally throw it away. Like, I don't like this play, so F it. I'm just gonna throw it away. He did that. That's on film.
Yeah.
That's the guy we're talking about. So I'm picking the Browns because I'm gonna say there's red flags. I'm not all in on the Packers. And I think if the going gets tough, he's just gonna mail it in.
So the fans said 48%. Very split.
Very close.
Almost moved us over to a win, but just low enough that we're a loss. I'm going to pick us for a win. I think a big Christmas Day victory against Green Bay in Green Bay just says we're a few weeks away from the playoffs.
Yep.
Get ready for the Browns. We're coming.
I mean, that's a potential Super Bowl matchup.
What did Zach say?
He had us losing this one.
Okay. So we're split on that one.
And initially, I was going to pick us to lose, but then I just don't like it. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks ever, in my opinion. I just don't like him that much. And I don't agree with Colin Cowherd on a lot, but I agree with him on the fact that when the going gets tough, Aaron Rodgers just doesn't really get going. He's really great when it's going good. When it's going bad, he just kind of says, F it. That's just so.
Do you think it's going to ever get? I don't think it gets bad this year, though. I mean, they're just as good as they were last year. They'll be
13-3 or 12-4 or something, whatever.
We'll 14-2. It takes one Devontae Adams sprained ankle for them to suck.
It takes one Aaron Rodgers sprained ankle for them to suck.
Jordan Love, man. Yeah. He'll be fine. He looked.
They lose Devontae Adams. They go from a 13-win team to about a 5-win team.
And he always, maybe I'm wrong and I'm misremembering, but I feel like he misses a couple games every year.
So, we'll see.
Who, Devontae Adams? Yeah. The last couple of years, he had turf toe real bad. Remember he missed
that's right, yep.
So I don't know how many games for sure he missed, but it was a lot.
So that takes us into week 17. Used to be the last week of the year. I'm still trying to get used to this.
I know. I just said 14-2, and I'm like, wait, that can't happen.
So this brings us to Monday night at the Steelers. I don't want to pick us to lose this game, but because I don't think we're going to go 15-2, I think I'm going to pick us to lose this one. And I've been saying all year that I think we were going to sweep the Steelers, but if Big Ben is healthy, I think this is a dogfight. I think they're going to have more to play for at this point than we will. I think we're going to kind of have a thing locked, like a playoff spot locked up at this point. And I think they will be scrapping a little bit harder for it. And it's at their place. So I'm going to kind of go with the way I did it with the Ravens, where we win our home game and they're going to win their home game. Won't be shocked if we beat them, though. Not going to be shocked at all.
I'm picking them to lose, too. I think that based on Mike Tomlin. I know Steelers fans hate that.
This is on Mike Tomlin thing, though, is kind of washed for me, because based on Mike Tomlin, we shouldn't have beat the shit out of him twice.
Well, and we got murdered once.
Yeah, at the beginning. We
got destroyed. And what, that game wasn't ever at any point close.
Neither was the playoff one.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But that Week 17 game kind of was. And if Ben Roethlisberger's arm is trash.
Yeah, but didn't Week 17, like, we didn't even have starting linemen and stuff like that?
No, I mean, we did.
That was the game that Hans, I thought, like, warmed up in the tunnel.
That was the Jets. That was the Jets. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, it was the Ravens.
No, it
was not the Ravens. No, it was the Jets.
No, that was the one with no receivers.
Yeah, and Hans, too, I believe, because why would the Browns be worn up in a parking garage?
There's something against the Steelers where we were down people in that game. Because they said they sat their starters, but we didn't have like any of our starters either.
Well, either way, so you got us losing.
Yeah. But not because of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, he sucks.
I'm not saying he sucks.
Blake's a Steelers fan. No. He's right on board with him.
I'm not saying, I think he's a good coach, but
all we do on the show is talk about how good coaching and Stefanski has improved.
You're right, Cleveland and Browns. I think they're going to win 10 games, but I don't think, I'm not going to say they win this game because of Mike Tomlin. I think they're already going to have their 9 or 10.
I think that they're going to be knocking on the door to make a playoff push. They're going to be trying to get in. And I just, Like, it's, they're another very good team. They're well run. It's hard to beat those kind of teams twice.
No, I agree. That's why I picked us to lose.
Yep, me too.
I'm picking.
I don't know what we're arguing about then.
Just because I think
not Tomlin
to the players, not Tomlin.
Okay.
What does Zach have him doing?
He has us losing.
Okay, I'm going to pick us to win. So I'll be the only one to pick a win in Pittsburgh.
It was hard for me to pick
this week loss. 17. But let me just transition then, if we're done talking about Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So wrapping up the season with Cincinnati, and I will pick a loss on this one.
Oh.
Because I think that we have playoff spot locked up.
And we're going to sit starters.
We're going to sit starters, and they're still going to have Joe Burrow coming out throwing 60 passes or whatever. And I think that they edge us out in this one. I do. But it's because I'm going to say no starters in this one. But that's me. The fans don't agree. They say 96% win. So
I guess, yeah, I guess.
I already picked our three losses.
Yeah, I'm going to pick a win. I don't know. I don't know if we're...
I think our backups could beat them. Depending on what backups we put out there.
As shown in the preseason, our backups are definitely competent.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they're going against other backups also. And I'm not
against Jacksonville.
And I'm not saying...
Okay, maybe against Jacksonville.
I'm not guaranteeing a win if it's our backups against their starters, but I think we could be competitive at least for a half. So, but I don't think we sit all of our starters, even if we do sit some. Or they at least play a half. Because a lot of the times these teams sit their starters and they're rusty. And I think it also depends, too, if we have a bye. I don't think you want your players to have 2 weeks off going into their first playoff.
We would have to have the only bye.
The number one.
And season. I still think that's Kansas City or Buffalo. I mean, they're just really good. We got some really good teams in the AFC.
And they don't play in the division like we do.
Exactly. And if we've got playoffs locked up, that's why I think, okay, we're not going to go out there and risk getting anybody super important to this team hurt playing against the Bengals. You know what I mean? In week 18.
Just, I see your logic. I'm just going to go. I'm picking us. I said we're going 14-3, and I picked our three losses.
Case Keenum with three touchdown passes, baby.
Do either of you guys think that game even matters? Like, where we need that game to get into the playoffs?
I really hope not.
If we
take care of business, I am projecting us
to be taking a step up from last year. Last year, we needed week 17 to get into the playoffs and to be where, you know, to finish. Otherwise, we weren't going to make playoffs. We didn't beat the Steelers. Not this year. This year, we've got it locked up ahead of time. That's that next step for us.
Baltimore plays Pittsburgh that same week, too. So, could shake some things up as far as who wins that division.
Now, depending, what if Cincinnati comes out and surprises us, and it's like if they beat us, they're in and Pittsburgh's out? Do we sit starters so we can let Cincy in and keep Pittsburgh out?
Would you just say Cincy into the playoffs?
I said, what if they surprise us? It'd be a big surprise. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm just saying.
What did you mix with that Gatorade?
I mean, three months from now, we might be very surprised. I don't think it's that crazy that they're. I don't think they're going to be that historically bad that they have no chance. They're on the up. They're definitely on the up. I think they're like 2 years away from being a very dangerous team.
So, I mean, who knows? But
I know anything can happen.
So do we have a final count then? I know I was 14-3.
I think I have four losses.
I think.
So Zach and Justin both have us going. Oh, I hate this 17. So 13-4.
Yep. And I was 14-3.
And I was 14-3. And the fans were 15-2.
Look at the 180 Josh took, by the way. Last year, he had us going.
I was the lowest.
3-11 or something. 3-15 or.
Oh, I was, what was I, 10-6 maybe last year?
No, I think you had us going 8-8.
I don't know. It might have been 9-7.
Go back and watch, guys. I'm pretty sure it was 8-8 missing the playoffs. Pretty sure. I remember like it was yesterday.
Well, I had just gotten my heart ripped out by Freddie Kitchens. And I got to say, after what I saw last year, my confidence is back. But it's not based on what I'm hoping. It's based on what I've already seen.
True.
So it's a different kind of hype for me.
But so that wraps up our schedule predictions. Let us know what you guys think.
I put out a poll on Twitter today. I just want to mention this and said, how many wins do you think the Browns are going to get? It was 8+, 10+, 12+, 14+. And the winner at 55% was 12+.
I think that's a good number. Yeah. I picked us to go 14-3. If we win 13, okay.
Yep.
I mean, not to brag, but I was right last year. Yeah. So hopefully I'm right again. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Dogs. Let us know what you think of our record predictions in the comments, or call in and leave us a voicemail. The voicemail is not just for intros. You can call in, leave your thoughts on the show. We'll play it. We haven't had one in a while, but we'd love to play another one on here. To all you Dog Pack members, we will see you on the Patreon for The Dogs After Hours show. We're going to talk about that NFL 100 list and what we thought about it. But to everyone else, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.